And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We'll be starting open line here in just a little bit. But first, I would like to welcome into studio from the Coffeyville Imagination Library. We have Kathy Schald and Sue Rudzinski. And good morning, ladies. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
What did I was I at least close on the name?
Very close.
Okay.
Very close.
So I tried. All right. Well, ladies, again, bringing you in this morning. Definitely a pleasure having you in. We scheduled this one actually a few weeks back, and then we had to push it back a little bit. But you guys had a pretty big announcement back then, correct?
Right. Our Imagination Library started 8 years ago this fall, and we have reached a milestone of 50,000 books mailed and $100,000 worth of money spent in our community for books for our kiddos.
That is awesome. So it's cool to have the Imagination Library here in town. And again, how did the Imagination Library come to be? Just for those who are maybe not familiar with it, can you tell us a little bit about it?
So you know the history the best.
And Dolly Parton started.
If you can pull the microphone a little closer there to you.
Okay.
Okay. Much better.
Dolly Parton started the Imagination Library in her home state of Tennessee in 1996, and it was mostly to improve the literacy rates within her community, and then it expanded to the state, and within a year it expanded to the other states. And just fun fact, Kansas was one of the first state, if not the first state, to have an affiliate outside the state of Tennessee. So we're very proud of that. Then they opened it to other countries. We started in Coffeyville, as Kathy said, thinking we would have maybe 150 kids in 6 or 8 months, and we had 186 the first day.
Wow, the first day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That just shows that people were really interested in this in the Imagination Library. And how does the Imagination Library work?
Well, all you have to do is have a kiddo from birth to five, and you can go online to imaginationlibrary.com and look for the Coffeyville site, and you can enroll your kiddo online in Coffeyville. It's a free book every month for your kid. It comes in their name in a clear wrapper with their names.
Oh, and I bet you the kid loves that because it's like mail for them. You
exactly.
know?
It's not your parents.
Right.
It's the kiddos.
I know if I was a kid, I'd be like, ooh, that's for me.
Right.
You know, so I'd be really excited for that.
Right. The first book they receive is The Little Engine That Could.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last book is Look Out Kindergarten, Here I Come. And it has a little letter in there from Dolly Parton herself.
Oh, very cool.
So it's pretty exciting. And so you want to tell them how the books are chosen each year?
Yeah, each year, the Dollywood Foundation creates this professional team that decides which books will be sent out for that year. They change yearly. They're very up-to-date. They're always based on an appreciation of the arts.
Cultural diversity.
The curriculum diversity and improvement of the literacy rates. So they're all, when you get a book, it is age appropriate. Your sibling will not get the same book if you have several children in the home. And as I said, they change the books every year. So every two-year-old won't get the same book. And they're very interesting. They're always very beautifully illustrated too. Definitely the arts are a big thing that Dolly is concerned with too. But it's the committee, teachers, professors, psychologists, early childhood learning people, and parents are also involved in that part of the committee to choose the books each year.
So again, the Coffeyville Imagination Library, and if somebody wants to, obviously you said website, how can they find you guys on the web?
Imaginationlibrary.com, and you search for the Coffeyville, or you can also go to the library, and we have enrollment forms there. The children's library in Bethany is excellent about that. Also, the pediatrician in town, the hospital has registration forms. Every baby born at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center is sent home with a packet, and within that packet is an enrollment form. The Early Learning Center is another wonderful resource for us. They also enroll all new students, parents as teachers. There are lots of places, but as a parent, you can go to the library if you don't want to go online.
And it's free to enroll,
free
correct?
Free to enroll.
So that's the best part. It's free. And you're, again, your kids are getting a new book every month, I do believe. And it's amazing. And it shows that, it introduces that love for reading to a child very young. I mean, I was one of those kids. Obviously, since I'm 43, we didn't have the Imagination Library, but my parents took me to the library right. when I was a kid right. and started reading Berenstain Bears right. and stuff like that. And that was my favorite. They got sick of me bringing home the same one every time, though. I always got the Berenstain Bears Almanac. I loved that book. And I still do to this day, but I always get that one. Why are you getting that one again? Because I like this one. They're like, okay. As long as I was reading. We would go to the library and stay there for like an hour or two. Because they had a big kids area and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It was always a lot of fun, and that just kind of instilled a love of reading, because I absolutely love to read.
And that is one of the goals that Dolly always talks about when she talks about the Imagination Library program. And frequently when she makes personal appearances, she brings up the Imagination Library and talks about it. They reached a milestone, too, with a million books sent mailed out not too long ago, probably about a year ago now. So she's very proud of that and the reading, because she was a reader and they had very few books in their home, as she always talks about. So that's a very important thing to her. And, you know, Kansas has always been on the forefront for early learning to get the best, you know, we were one of the first states to have require kindergarten, and there were the first to pick up on the Dolly Parton Library, the Imagination Library program. So really, we should be proud of things that happen in our state, too.
Absolutely. So again, head over to the Imagination Library website, look up Coffeyville, and you'll be able to sign up there. But like I said, if you have a kid that goes to the Early Learning Center, you get a packet there if you're a new student there. But again, you can enroll at any time. You can also go to the library and sign up. Mm-hmm. They'll have packets there for you to sign up as well. So just a lot of great things going over on at the Imagination Library. But if anybody does have questions for you guys that they would like to answer, how can they get a hold of you?
When they go onto the website, they have a contact person, which happens to be me, and I get emails frequently. If you're having a problem enrolling, you can send me the information and I can put them on, or if you just want to know, does my child qualify? The only qualifications, as Kathy said, is you can't be older than 5 years old, and you have to live within the Coffeyville, the USD 445 attendance area. They ask you no questions about your finances. It's not designed for that at all. It's just designed to get books in the hands of preschoolers.
That way they can start reading and get that love of reading very, very Absolutely. Early on.
I wanted to make sure we mention that all the monies is donated.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't cost the families anything. We've been very fortunate with our civic organizations helping us. We've written grants and different businesses and individuals. So if you would like some cake on Thursday at noon at the library, we're going to be having some cake to celebrate our milestone. So if you'd like to come, and who doesn't want free cake? So stop on by. We'd love to see you. And if you have kiddos, bring them with you.
Don't let me over there. I may eat all
the
cake.
We may bring you
a
piece.
The problem is I may eat all the cake. So. You see me. I'm a big guy. So, all right. Well, ladies, again, thank you so much for coming in today. Love hearing about the Imagination Library. We'd love to speak to you guys again pretty soon.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning in Southeast Kansas.